This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Forget Brexit. Have you heard of Mexit? Don't roll your eyes. That's the word newspapers from London to New York this morning are using to describe a bombshell announcement from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. There is a business angle to this. In an Instagram post last night, the couple said they're stepping back as senior members of the royal family and working toward financial independence. To find out what exactly that means, we called the BBC's royal correspondent, Johnny Diamond, who explains how senior royals get their money in the first place.
The money comes from different sources. The taxpayer element is called the sovereign grant. It's money that is paid to the Queen, and it's a proportion of the revenue of the land that she has effectively said, right, you take the money from that, I'll keep a proportion, you'll send me a proportion. And so some of it is sovereign grant, which is taxpayer money. Some of it is from her own private holdings, which generate huge revenue. And then you get other bits and bobs and other sources. But it's essentially, it's either their private money from the family or it is taxpayer subvention. Now, in Harry and Meghan's case, they say, and I haven't had a chance to check it, but I'm sure they're right, about 5% of their revenue is taxpayer money, money from the sovereign grant. And the rest will come from their own private money. Harry has a significant inheritance from his mum, Princess Diana, and Meghan, of course, has money that she made as a pretty well-paid actress in a pretty well-paid actor in the TV show Suits.
And combined, I've seen reports that that's about $35 million.
I mean, make up a number if you want. I mean, I don't know anyone who's seen Prince Harry's bank statements recently or any of his accountants accountants who are telling stories. Look, I think it's a significant amount of money. Diana left an estate of, I think, £18 million. I don't know if that was taxed or not. I'm sure it was well protected. He'll have got half of that. I saw that she made, you know, had substantial sums, millions in the bank.
Now, the two say they want to be financially independent, but realistically, how financially independent can they be?
I mean, we just don't know. We don't know. I mean, when they say that, they also say they want to earn money. They want to have professional employment. Now, they are, you know, they are probably the hottest property on the planet right now. So the sky would really be the limit. But there will remain the question of how that runs up against what they think they're still going to do for the royal family. We're so early at the moment. We have no idea. They haven't agreed this with anyone at the palace. They just said, this is what we're doing. And the palace is like, hang on, really?
So what are they actually giving up by making this decision? Do we know that yet?
Well, financially, mm-hmm. No. No, we don't. I mean, so will they still get money from his father, Prince Charles, from his grandmother, the Queen? We just don't know.
Because
will they
get
the sovereign grant? They won't get that anymore. The taxpayer money, they won't get. They say they want to be free of that because they see the money as a way that the media uses to intrude on their lives. So they want to get out of that. For them, taxpayer money is a burden, or they say they see it like that.
And they've been highly critical of the media in the last few months. Does all of this maybe perhaps stem from the conversation from Prince Charles that he wants to slim down the royal household?
No, all of this stems from the fact that Prince Harry is not happy being a royal. And clearly those views have crystallised in the, 18, 20 months of his marriage. And he thinks now he's found a way out of it. No, it's not about the grand plan for the slimmed down monarchy, although suddenly with the pretty much forced retirement of Prince Andrew a few months ago, and now this, you know, you've got a slimmed down monarchy. But no, this is about Prince Harry and his attitude towards the job.
And when it comes to jobs, does it mean if they want to be financially independent that they can work in any industry? Does it mean that perhaps Meghan could go back into acting?
Yeah, I mean, you could see that, I guess. I suppose so. I mean, it gets difficult, though, doesn't it? You very quickly you run up into conflicts of interest. And they're not the sort of things that you have sort of hard and fast rules about. But when you get a perception that the job or the brand or the thing that comes along with the job is being monetized, it corrupts it pretty quickly. You know, if you're going to be a serving royal, you need to steer clear of that stuff, really. And most of them do, and some of them have clearly sailed pretty close to the line and at times over it.
Is there precedent for this?
Yeah, I mean, back in the 30s, you had the abdication of the king. He quit the job. He, of course, didn't. Well, in fact, he always thought he did have financial problems. He was constantly begging for more money and demanding more money from London. And I have to say, you know, I don't think he or his wife, who ended up as the Duchess of Windsor, led a particularly happy life in their wanderings. I think it was pretty miserable. I hope Harry and Meghan have a better time.
Clearly, many more questions than answers at this moment. Johnny Diamond, royal correspondent for the BBC. Thank you.
No, thank you. Pleasure.